Hi, this is Rich Horwath with your shot of Strategy Espresso. Try and recall the last time you were near the ocean. The smell of the air, the salt water, the taste, the temperature. One of the things that I found helpful is to think of strategic thinking in the same vein as the ocean and diving. And in my research and my work over the last 15 years with companies like Dell and Intel and FedEx, I've noticed four types of strategic thinkers. The first is the beach bum. These are unfortunately the managers that kind of sit around and don't really add a lot of insight, a lot of value to the business. The second group of managers I've seen are the snorkelers. These are the folks that kind of skim the surface of the business, but aren't able to really identify the key issues or problems that are present in the company. The third type of strategic thinker is the scuba diver. Now, when these managers are equipped with the right tools, the right types of meetings, they can come up with some pretty interesting ideas, some new ways to bring value, but generally they have to be equipped to do that. So it's usually only once or twice a year in a strategic planning session. The ideal type of manager is the free diver. These are folks that can get underwater, get under the business issues, and come up with new ideas, pearls, as I like to call them, of insight that really drive new value for customers. So when thinking about those four types of managers, one of the ways that I've been able to help organizations develop their strategic capabilities is to use this idea of a three-discipline framework for strategic thinking. And I boiled it down to simply three A's: acumen, allocation, and action. Acumen is the insight. All great strategies, all great projects start with that insight, that so what, that aha, that leads to new value. One of the insights that Apple came up with many years ago was that people like to take information out of things outside the office in order to connect with other people. That insight led Steve Jobs and his team to come up with the smartphone, the iPhone, that really has revolutionized the way that we communicate. The second A is allocation. Great strategy is as much about what we choose not to do as it is about what we choose to do. And when we allocate, we're looking at how are we really using our resources, our time, our people, our budget to reach our goals and objectives. Everybody has a to-do list. You've got one on your phone, on your computer, maybe in your daily planner. But the great managers, the great leaders, also have a not-to-do list. What are the things that them and their team are crystal clear on not doing? The types of customers they're not going to serve, the types of products they're not going to offer. What are your not-to-dos? And then that third A is action. We need to ensure that we're not reacting like a bumper car at a carnival to everything that comes across our desk. Action means that we're focused on what's important to the business and we don't get distracted by the urgent things that pop up on email and voicemail. So 3 months into the year, we're not even using our strategic plan. We're just bouncing around from one thing to the next with no idea of do these things really, really help us reach the goals and objectives that we've set. So you can take these three disciplines, acumen, allocation, and action, and instantly transform your team into highly strategic thinkers. Thanks for sharing a shot of Strategy Espresso with me, Rich Horwath. For more information, visit strategyskills.com. And remember, new growth comes from new thinking.